Whatever you want to ask, it's all right with me. Because you make this show better every time we engage in the great conversations that I hope you have come to know, love, and trust Civic Media to provide you every day. You can find me here every day from 2 to 4 p.m. all across the Civic Media Radio Network. Always make sure you go get that app for free, crystal clear, wherever you may be. I come to you, of course, from the 540 WAUK in southeastern Wisconsin. You can check out and find your Civic Media local talk radio station by going to our website or checking out the app. Have fun with it, y'all. All right. We're talking about Donald Trump's do-nothingness on housing. He promised the middle class, everything's going to be better. I'm going to make you rich. I'm going to make things affordable. You're going to be perfectly protected. Everything's going to be fine. And in these first 4 days, he's done literally nothing on housing. And yesterday, a texter pointed out, hey, he did do something. There was an executive order on it. I explained last segment. It wasn't an executive order. It was an executive memorandum, which means it's a bunch of nothing. So let's read together. I have it. Would you be surprised? I did some homework. So if we just skip the Biden slamming, legitimately, here's the bullet point on housing. Drastically lower the cost of housing and expand housing supply. Wow. Hey, yeah. What? Drastically lower the cost of housing and expand housing supply. That's what it says. Yeah, like, yes. How are you doing that, sir? Generously speaking, the only thing that I can read in this that speaks at all to how he proposes to, quote, drastically lower the cost of housing and expand housing supply is this part. Americans are unable to purchase homes at historic rates, which, by the way, the syntax of that is just stupid. Wait a minute. Are we tracking the rate of the inability to purchase homes? Like, what? That's not actually a thing that gets tracked. But setting aside that that's just a stupid way to talk about it, Americans are unable to purchase homes at historic rates, in part due to regulatory requirements that alone account for 25% of the cost of constructing a new home. First of all, that's garbage. That's just not true. You think like parts, materials, and labor and the land might, you know, probably make up more than 75% of the stinking cost of a home? Give me a break. Just dumb. That's it. His solution to drastically lower the cost of housing and expand housing supply is deregulate. Deregulate what specifically? Through what agency? And just a reminder, remember all the things that we talked about yesterday that are contributing? Housing crisis, a shortage, and all of this massive price inflation, especially post-COVID, is things like price-fixing software that is now ubiquitous in the rental industry that amounts to a fair trade violation, right? RealPage, talked about it yesterday. Consolidation in the housing market because private equity and hedge fund firms are buying up millions of units, single-family homes, reducing the supply, driving up costs. Remember, when supply goes down, prices go up. That's basic microeconomics. So if you have these massive trillion-dollar, $10 trillion allocators, investors like BlackRock, these hedge funds, these private equity companies, and they're snapping up all the single-family homes in highly desirable areas, yeah, that's reducing the supply of homes, and they're doing this with large-scale apartment buildings, multifamily units, all this. They're reducing the supply. All else being equal, supply goes down, prices go up. Oh, I know the answer to these anti-competitive practices. Oh, deregulate private equity and hedge funds and the housing industry. Allow more price fixing, more consolidation because we're deregulating. Yes, Donald Trump, that's going to make it better. It's just stupid. Let's count the total number of words of Donald Trump's big plan to solve the housing crisis. Shall we do it together? Drastically lower the cost of housing and expand housing supply. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We got 10 words there. And Americans are unable to purchase 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. I'm going to call it about like 35 words. That's what he's given you and me on how he's going to solve America's housing crisis. 35, 40 words max. What an insult to the intelligence of every single person that voted for him. It's insulting is what it is. That's no plan. That ain't even concepts of a plan, sir. Failure. That's what I give that. I'm going to grade him. New idea, Cardi. Maggie Dawn grades Donald Trump on his promises to the middle class. We should do it maybe once a month. I'll give an update on the grade. Maybe he does a little better. We'll talk about that. I'll give him credit where it's due. But right now, sir, you get an F on housing. An absolute F. He's worried about tariff policy and lowering taxes for the rich. Oh, and of course, let us not forget that. He slaps 25% tariffs on Canada and Mexico and another 10% on China. What do you think that does to the cost of the supplies that are necessary to build the homes? That one freaked me out, Cardi.
That's what it does to the cost.
Yeah, I don't know. Do you have something that sounds like it drives things up? But it blows it up. It like, this is all bad. I do want to give a little, I don't know if it's love. I'm going to acknowledge one of our texters who basically said, well, at least he's not trying to shut down a pipeline that provides good paying union jobs. Listen, we can actually have a policy argument about how to ensure a sufficient amount of energy, how to support family supporting jobs, union jobs, how to bolster union membership. Donald Trump ain't doing that. There's a legitimate environmental regulatory question about pipelines. We can have that argument. But Texter, you ain't saying nothing in defense of Donald Trump when it comes to housing policy. And if you want to criticize Joe Biden, he was dealing with a divided Congress. Divided government. Donald Trump, he's got all branches. So how's he